129. O wayfarer in the path of God, take thou thy portion of the ocean of his grace, and deprive not thyself of the things that lie hidden in its depths. Be thou of them that have partaken of its treasures. A dewdrop out of this ocean would, if shed upon all that are in the heavens and on the earth, suffice to enrich them with the bounty of God, the Almighty, the All-Knowing, the All-Wise. With the hands of renunciation, draw forth from its life-giving waters and sprinkle therewith all created things, that they may be cleansed from all man-made limitations and may approach the mighty seat of God, this hallowed and resplendent spot. Be not grieved if thou performest it thyself alone. Let God be all-sufficient for thee. Commune intimately with his Spirit, and be thou of the thankful. Proclaim the cause of thy Lord unto all who are in the heavens and on the earth. Should any man respond to thy call, lay bare before him the pearls of the wisdom of the Lord thy God, which his Spirit hath sent down unto thee, and be thou of them that truly believe. And should any one reject thine offer, turn thou away from him, and put thy trust and confidence in the Lord thy God, the Lord of all worlds. By the righteousness of God, whoso openeth his lips in this day, and maketh mention of the name of his Lord, the hosts of divine inspiration shall descend upon him from the heaven of my name, the All-Knowing, the All-Wise. On him shall also descend the concourse on high, each bearing aloft a chalice of pure light. Thus hath it been foreordained in the realm of God's revelation by the behest of him who is the all-glorious, the most powerful. There lay concealed within the holy veil and prepared for the service of God a company of his chosen ones, who shall be manifested unto men, who shall aid his cause, who shall be afraid of no one, though the entire human race rise up and war against them. These are the ones who, before the gaze of the dwellers on earth and the denizens of heaven, shall arise and, shouting aloud, acclaim the name of the Almighty, and summon the children of men to the path of God, the All-Glorious, the All-Praised. Walk thou in their way, and let no one dismay thee. Be of them whom the tumult of the world, however much it may agitate them in the path of their Creator, can never sadden, whose purpose the blame of the blamer will never defeat. Go forth with the tablet of God and his signs, and rejoin them that have believed in me, and announce unto them tidings of our most holy paradise. Warn then those that have joined partners with him. Say, I am come to you, O people, from the throne of glory, and bear you an announcement from God, the most powerful, the most exalted, the most great. In mine hand I carry the testimony of God, your Lord, and the Lord of your sires of old. Weigh it with the just balance that ye possess, the balance of the testimony of the prophets and messengers of God. If ye find it to be established in truth, if ye believe it to be of God, beware then, lest ye cavil at it, and render your works vain, and be numbered with the infidels. It is indeed the sign of God that hath been sent down through the power of truth, through which the validity of his cause hath been demonstrated unto his creatures, and the ensigns of purity lifted up betwixt earth and heaven. Say, this is the sealed and mystic scroll, the repository of God's irrevocable decree, bearing the words which the finger of holiness hath traced, that lay wrapped within the veil of impenetrable mystery, and hath now been sent down as a token of the grace of him who is the Almighty, the Ancient of Days. In it have we decreed the destinies of all the dwellers of the earth and the denizens of heaven, and written down the knowledge of all things from first to last. Nothing whatsoever can escape or frustrate him, whether created in the past or to be created in the future. Could ye but perceive it? Say, the revelation sent down by God hath most surely been repeated, and the outstretched hand of our power hath overshadowed all that are in the heavens and all that are on the earth. We have, through the power of truth, the very truth, manifested an infinitesimal glimmer of our impenetrable mystery. And lo, they that have recognized the radiance of the Sinaitic splendor expired as they caught a lightning glimpse of this crimson light enveloping the Sinai of our revelation. Thus hath he who is the beauty of the All-Merciful come down in the clouds of his testimony, and the decree being accomplished by virtue of the will of God, the All-Glorious, the All-Wise. Say, step out of thy holy chamber, O Maid of Heaven, inmate of the exalted paradise. Drape thyself in whatever manner pleaseth thee, in the silken vesture of immortality, and put on, in the name of the All-Glorious, the broidered robe of light. Hear, then, the sweet, the wondrous accent of the voice that cometh from the throne of thy Lord, the inaccessible, the Most High. Unveil thy face, and manifest the beauty of the black-eyed damsel, and suffer not the servants of God to be deprived of the light of thy shining countenance. Grieve not if thou hearest the sighs of the dwellers of the earth, or the voice of the lamentation of the denizens of heaven. Leave them to perish on the dust of extinction. Let them be reduced to nothingness, inasmuch as the flame of hatred hath been kindled within their breasts. Intone then before the face of the peoples of earth and heaven, and in a most melodious voice, the anthem of praise for a remembrance of him who is the King of the names and attributes of God. Thus have we decreed thy destiny. Well able are we to achieve our purpose. Beware that thou divest not thyself, thou who art the essence of purity, of thy robe of effulgent glory. Nay, enrich thyself increasingly in the kingdom of creation with the incorruptible vestures of thy God, that the beauteous image of the Almighty may be reflected through thee in all created things, and the grace of thy Lord be infused in the plenitude of its power into the entire creation. If thou smellest from anyone the smell of the love of thy Lord, offer up thyself for him. For we have created thee to this end, and have covenanted with thee from time immemorial, and in the presence of the congregation of our well-favoured ones, for this very purpose. Be not impatient if the blind in heart hurl down the shafts of their idle fancies upon thee. Leave them to themselves, for they follow the promptings of the evil ones. Cry out before the gaze of the dwellers of heaven and of earth, I am the Maid of Heaven, the offspring begotten by the Spirit of Baha. My habitation is the mansion of his name, the All-Glorious. Before the concourse on high, I was adorned with the ornament of his names. I was wrapped within the veil of an inviolable security, and lay hidden from the eyes of men. Methinks that I heard a voice of divine and incomparable sweetness proceeding from the right hand of the God of mercy, and lo, the whole paradise stirred and trembled before me in its longing to hear its accents and gaze on the beauty of him that uttered them. Thus have we revealed in this luminous tablet, and in the sweetest of languages, the verses which the tongue of eternity was moved to utter in the Qayyumul Asma. Say, he ordaineth as he pleaseth by virtue of his sovereignty, and doeth whatsoever he willeth at his own behest. He shall not be asked of the things it pleaseth him to ordain. He in truth is the unrestrained, the all-powerful, the all-wise. They that have disbelieved in God and rebelled against his sovereignty are the helpless victims of their corrupt inclinations and desires. These shall return to their abode in the fire of hell. Wretched is the abode of the deniers.